This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
It's Monday, October 12th. The year is 2020. We are 21 days out from the most historic election in world history. We are 100 days out, ladies and gentlemen, until the inauguration. I am your host, Alex Jones. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. This is the most demonized, most attacked, most lied about transmission in the world by the forces of evil. But the forces of good and pro-human justice love our broadcast, and you keep us on the air. I salute you all. You know, I've got so much news to cover, so many angles. I want to take calls. I've got a bunch of special guests. I'll tell you about that next segment. But I really think we should just open up the transmission with this, because when you see a semantical headline, what's really behind that headline? And we could talk for several hours just about this one headline of a video clip I'm about to play. Bill Maher on Friday night with his program confronts Adam Schiff about mass exodus from California. But it's not a mass exodus from California. People aren't mass exiting the topography or the beaches or the climate. There's an exodus from leftist, globalist, Chi-Com looting and control. That's what people are engaged in, is an exodus away from the left. And even Obama and Biden say, oh, too many people are fleeing the big cities. Brown, black, white, it doesn't matter. It's racist. We need to have Agenda 21 and go out and take over the local towns and cities and then the smaller hamlets and make them go under our control. This is mismanagement by design to bankrupt and annihilate the country. Communist China is the main partner of the globalists, and they write the script on how Americans are treated. And as Americans realize this, they're not just going to leave California and take their values with them. Some will. But the majority of Californians and others I'm talking to are fully rejecting the values. And I can tell you, I don't live in the super elite part of Austin, but I live in a nice area. And I just see TV stars, movie stars, famous people, politicians, inventors, well-known individuals everywhere now, and they all say everyone they know is leaving California, New York, Virginia, Michigan, but there's a lot of, again, common folks as well. So there's a massive, massive exodus again, just like we fled Europe, some of our ancestors, to get away from tyranny. We recreated our own tyranny here, but lesser so. And so there's always that exodus out of Pharaoh's Egypt, that exodus out of Sodom and Gomorrah, that exodus out of California, but it's an exodus away from the spirit of tyranny and oppression and vampirism and cultural enslavement. But here's Schiff trying to deal with something that he can't deal with. And he even hesitates and says, well, we shouldn't make it too onerous. I mean, we should make it a good place to have business. Here is Mr. Schiff of Russiagate fraud treading water.
Look, you're a congressman from California. I know some of this is not in your domain because you go to Washington and work on national issues. But I live in California, so I'm going to bitch a little bit, can I?
because there
is an exodus. California businesses are leaving the state in droves. In just 2018 and 19, which were economic boom years, 765 commercial facilities left. 13,000 businesses left between 2009 and 2016. Look, I came out here in 1983. I found paradise. I love California. I do. I don't want to leave. But I feel like I'm living in Italy in the 70s or something. Super high taxes, potholes in the road. I don't know what I'm getting for my super high taxes. And I do understand. And this talk of exodus, you know, people talk about this a lot now, and people are leaving. Like in my industry, Joe Rogan left, Ben Shapiro. Sorry, ladies. Elon Musk talks about leaving. What do you say about that as a California representative?
Well, I think we have to make every effort to make this a more business-friendly state, and I don't think there's anything incompatible with being progressive and also wanting to make sure that
he
this is a place that businesses
can... He wants to bankrupt everything and consolidate. He's a monster demon, whether I buy.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time and you've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out. He's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's monitoring the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he has taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance. You're listening to Alex Jones.
All right, let me give the listeners some really key headlines here as we launch this Monday transmission. 21 days out from the election, 100 days out from the inauguration, which is the real date we've got to look at. The deep state Chi-Com-back Democrats said they're going to contest with the fraudulent ballots they put out by design. We've got big developments on that front. But first off, there's good news happening internationally, good news happening nationally, and good news happening at InfoWars. I never cry wolf to you, but a lot of times I can't tell you about the attacks we're under for a lot of reasons you can probably figure out. But you've really come through and supported us with your prayer, your word of mouth, and your financial support while getting great products at the same time. But we've had in the last week blessing after blessing happening. All glory goes to God and His Son, Jesus Christ. But I just want to thank you all for your prayers and your support, because it's been really, really rough behind the scenes and really, really dark. And really, really, we've been persecuted terribly, but we stayed faithful to God and to you supporting us, and we've just come through incredible times together. And someday I'll be able to tell you about all this, but now is not the time, 21 days out from the election. But it's been a fight. And you see how the enemy comes after people. You see what they do to folks. So I'm sure you can figure out what's going on behind the scenes. But I'm not a victim. I expect this. My God, if I walked out in the parking lot and they walked up and shot me in the head, I would just expect that. If I didn't get the draw on them, I'd just expect to be killed, quite frankly. But that's worth it for this mission. I mean, I decided this because these people are evil. I've got to be opposed. So all the stuff they've done has not been fun behind the scenes, but it's been necessary. And so I've actually kind of enjoyed it, other than the fact that you know, I mean, I wish it wasn't going on, but I enjoy the fact that we've caused the globalists so many problems. They've had to do the things they've done to us. But it's really the fight and standing up that I love and doing the right thing. And so I've not enjoyed the persecution for that reason. And I just want to thank you all for keeping us in the fight. You are the info war. And when I say that to you, I'm not just saying that to patronize you and pat you on the head. You've changed the world. You are the cadre of humans on this planet that have backed the most truthful, most accurate, most aggressive transmission out there, and I salute you all. Okay, let's get into it right now. Another incredible big piece of news that I can actually give you the details on. Our personal stuff to be revealed at a later point, because I think it'll be an important historical marker, but now is not the time. This is the time. Look at these headlines from yesterday. Global bombshell. UN says COVID restrictions and lockdowns are killing millions. Must stop. This all broke on Saturday at InfoWars.com and GatewayPundit.com also broke it. And why is that important? Well, look at what just came out and what just broke today. Australian news. News.com.au. Coronavirus. WHO backflips on virus stance by condemning lockdowns. ABC News, Australia. WHO doctor says lockdowns should not be main coronavirus defense, killing millions worldwide. WHO Director General Special Envoy, that's the guy that communicates with the world for the UN on COVID-19 preparedness and response, came out, we played the video last night on the Sunday show, and said that it's causing more death than it's saving by orders of magnitude. Now, I know you've heard this here 500 times, if not more. I know you've looked at it yourself. I know you know that. But here's the good news. They're being forced to cover it now because there's major resistance in Latin America and in Africa where they're really getting hit hard, and in poorer areas of Asia and Eastern Europe. And people understand this is siege. This is blockade. And they understand that it's mass murder. So when a yuppie trendy is wearing their mask or telling you a lockdown needs to continue, just explain to them, hey, the hysteria and the chicken little fear-mongering and the lockdown of the economy is killing the third world. When the first world has a depression, the third world dies. And a lot of people are cynical. A lot of leftists are. It's come out in studies that they're 7 to 9 times more likely to steal, 6 to 8 times more likely to actually be secretly racist, 5 to 9 times, they all vary. That they virtue signal that they're giving to charity but don't give to charity. They come into any organization or group and start infighting and destroy it, claiming they care about everyone. They want power without actually doing any work. They're troublemakers. And so they're not even what you can think of as a liberal. Thomas Jefferson was a liberal. He said small government, rugged individualism. These people want government to micromanage every facet of your life and have you wear a bubble when you go outside and just engage in constant fraud. They're scammers. They're magicians. They're fraudsters. But they're not a magician you pay at a dinner party to do some fun tricks with his lovely assistant who's wearing fishnets. These are scammers that brainwash your children, take control of your society, and set up frauds. And then always set up new frauds on the problems they create. Problem, reaction, solution, the Hegelian dialectic. I went out many times the last few months. Many of you have seen the videos at man.video. We'll go to the local park, we'll go to downtown, and we'll show the trendies all staying 6 feet apart wearing their mask. And we point out, hey, this lockdown here, this chain reaction here, is causing mass death. And a lot of them say you're right and nod their heads. About a third of them or more flip us off. And they come over to me and say, you're a racist. I mean, that it's on video at the park. This group of women go, F you, racist. I'm like, Africa is starving. It's the main continent being hit. 2 million have already starved to death. They're like, F you, racist. And it's a bunch of white women. One of them was black. It's like 10 women under a tree on a big blanket. They're all wearing masks like they're Bane from Batman. And I hear them going, just shut up, racist. Shut up, you. So I walk over politely. I go, hey, it's starving the third world. Can I show you on my phone? Get back. And they had their pepper spray because to them, following mainstream media is virtue. They don't have to think. They just follow what the mainstream media says. But now the United Nations scientists themselves are saying vaccines don't work. Vaccines are dangerous. The doctors don't believe in them. And we shouldn't have these lockdowns and shouldn't have all this garbage because it's actually not helping people. It's causing mass death. And I'm not lionizing the UN. It's a terrible group set up by the Rockefellers, set up by multinational corporations. It's International Human Rights Board has got, you know, North Korea and what is it, Qatar and Saudi Arabia on it. I mean, it's a joke, folks. Communist China is on their board. And so all of this is going on, and these people just want to feel good. Well, it's our job to not let them have the moral authority while they wear their mask and while they keep businesses shut down and while they don't want school to go back and while they sue their employer because somebody got COVID in the office, but nobody even got sick, but they didn't shut the office down. You need to confront them that they're idiots that follow the Rockefeller head operative now Bill Gates, he heads up the Rockefeller Foundation. That's who's really behind this. And the Carnegie Endowment. He gets all their money into his foundation for the takeover of world medicine. And you need to tell them, this is about Bill Gates setting the precedent to put things in my body and your body. And it's about a global reset to shut down the economy, to starve the third world. And then when the third world collapses, the UN weaponizes those groups and uses them to invade us. So even the average leftist that is a secret racist and wants to starve Africans to death, hell, most leftists will tell you there's too many people and go, well, yeah, we need to kill them. Oh, but we need to take them in then and put them on welfare so you can have them as a pet that you control. No, no. We need to build up Africa, build up every country with first world standards, and then we'll turn it all into giant tourist spots. America will be a tourist spot for Africans. There'll be a tourist spot for us. That's what you do. Development, like Trump talks about. That cleans up the environment, lowers birth rates to 2 children for every 2 adults. That's the answer. But the globalists don't want a utopia. They want a dystopia. And it's up to us to recognize it and rebuke the snot-nosed, educated idiot morons that are really eugenicists and don't even know it. But now the UN officially says that the COVID event is killing more people than COVID.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
You hear the headlines. You know health insurance is a real mess right now. Premiums have skyrocketed, and in most cases, you're stuck with your plan until open enrollment. But there's a government rule that allows you to qualify for lower health insurance rates if your life has changed. That means if you've changed jobs, if you're having a child, if you're getting married, if you're getting divorced, even if you run a small business or you're self-employed, this law may qualify you to get lower health insurance rates. Call the Health Insurance Hotline today. Learn how this 10-minute call can help you get lower health insurance rates. This is a free service to help consumers learn the laws to help them qualify for lower health insurance rates. So call right now to learn more. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. Call 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets. 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Forced to cover their butt and say, okay, the lockdown's killing 10, 20, 30, 40 times what COVID is. It needs to stop. All the social distancing, the end of the economy, it's causing a planetary collapse. It's going to flood the West. But, of course, they've already triggered this, so now they want to act like they're fighting what they've already created. But at least we forced them earlier than they would to come out and say end the lockdowns. Now their solutions are going to be implantable chips, forced inoculations, contact tracers, and tracking apps. That's all admitted. But first, we'll cover that next segment. Let's get into this powerful report that just went live by Greg Reese.
Last month, the popular internationally syndicated program, The Dr. Phil Show, delved into something that until recently hasn't even been on the pop culture radar, but is now one of the top trending issues in culture. The subject of adrenochrome. 21 years ago, when I was investigating the secretive Bohemian Grove elite cult in Northern California,
midsummer sets us free.
I became aware of adrenochrome. In my research, I noted that Hunter S. Thompson had written about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. 2 years ago, InfoWars investigative journalist Greg Reese did a 5-minute detailed analysis of adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome.
Adrenochrome?
Anyone who's even done a cursory review of history knows that human sacrifice and the eating of organs to have a physical effect or get high happened in every ancient culture, in Africa, in Asia, in what is the Middle East today, Europe, Mesoamerica. Every culture during different periods degenerated and established priest class that would actually carry out the orderly human sacrifice of, quote, virgins and children. The population's awakening to the grisly fact of adrenochrome is a red flag to the establishment that all of their satanic and dark occult practices are now being exposed. Mainstream media, the Democratic Party, make fun of anyone exposing giant child kidnapping rings that have been exposed. When the Associated Press came out 2 years ago and revealed thousands of Haitian children kidnapped by the UN, sex trafficked, and many of them murdered, the left again covered the story up and made jokes. Humanity is awakening to the secret priesthood that sees us as animals, as lower than animals in many cases, who see us as a commodity to be bought, sold, and traded. I want to believe that Dr. Phil is a good man. On the subject of adrenochrome and ritual Satanism and Black Sabbaths that are part of the historical record, I would be more than happy to come on Dr. Phil's show anytime he'd like and or to give him information, other guests that can give him the facts and the reality. Because this subject isn't going away. It's just getting bigger as humanity awakens. Here is part of the Dr. Phil segment and then Greg Reese's original from 2 years ago.
My investigation has revealed that this is all linked to a ritual. I believe somebody in an occult was drugging my daughter Jessie for a year before she went missing. I believe that she was killed June 20th, 2016 because it was a full moon and the summer solstice at the same time. And then the next day was Lilith. Lilith is a holiday that the occult does celebrate and it requires a human sacrifice. I had a person say to me that if I looked around at the environment and looked at the seasons, I would see a pattern. And as I looked and did more research, realized that it was very specific and that people went missing on very specific days throughout the whole year.
My mom thinks everything's connected to other missing persons cases. Like it's a big web. A lot of the times she'll say things like, I know I sound crazy, but it just started getting too out of control.
I believe that Jessie was tortured for the drug adrenochrome. Adrenochrome is a chemical that our body produces when we are extremely fearful or have a lot of distress. It gives you strength. It gives you vitality. And the people that killed Jesse are harvesting that from other people. And when you drink it, it gives you euphoria and power. A gang member told me later that he had a video of her death. He told me that Jesse had been killed, that her body had been put into a barrel and set on fire. The police do have a part of that video. I believe that the police are protecting her killer.
Adrenochrome?
Adrenochrome first hit pop culture in 1971 when Gonzo journalist Hunter S. Thompson wrote about it in his book, Fear and Loathing in Las Vegas. He wrote that his lawyer, Oscar Acosta, was defending a Satanist who was charged with molesting a child. The Satanist client paid his lawyer with adrenochrome and claimed the only source was the adrenaline glands from a living human body. If you search Google for adrenochrome, the Google-supported result is from the Conspiracy Wiki, which suggests that it is all merely fantasy. But just to the right, you will find that adrenochrome is real. According to scientific research, adrenochrome is formed by the oxidation of its precursor, adrenaline. Adrenaline is the active hormone from the adrenal medulla, otherwise known as epinephrine. EpiPens are auto-injectors that contain synthetic adrenaline, developed by the U.S. military to protect soldiers in the event of chemical warfare. EpiPens are used to treat extreme allergic reactions. EpiPens only have a shelf life of about 18 months. According to the manufacturer, after 18 months, the oxidation process begins and the EpiPens are turned into adrenochrome. Interestingly, both companies that manufacture the EpiPen, Mylon and Kaleo, are connected to the Clinton Foundation. Ambrosia, a controversial new startup company, was recently charging $8,000 to fill your veins with the blood of young people. Founder and CEO, Dr. Jesse Karmazin, who claims it will give you superhuman powers, has recently ceased patient treatments due to a recent FDA warning. In Greek mythology, ambrosia means immortality and was the food of the gods that gave longevity or immortality to whoever consumed it. It is believed by many researchers to represent the blood of the young. The cosmetic industry has been using aborted fetal tissues in various anti-aging skincare products. The taboo culture of consuming the young seems to go back through all of human history. But now, it seems to be coming out into the open. Democrats are pushing for full-term abortions.
The infant would be delivered. The infant would be kept comfortable. The infant would be resuscitated if that's what the mother and the family desired. And then a discussion would ensue between the physicians and the mothers.
And telling us that the future is too grim for us to think about raising a family.
There's scientific consensus that the lives of children are going to be very difficult. Is it okay to still have children?
How far is this going to go before humanity has enough? For NewsWars.com, this is Greg Reese.
All right, only way this dog hunts is you take action. It's on InfoWars.com and NewsWars.com. The Band.Video, Bubble Awakening, Adrenochrome Drug, Terrifies Satanic Elite. I suggest you use this weapon.
The future isn't coming, it's here.
and in the future, keeping your humanity, saving your soul, your integrity, your very essence is going to be your most valuable asset. In fact, it's going to be your only asset. The world being built by the technocrats and the trap they've now sprung with COVID-19 and the endless lockdown is the beginning of the process of taking us past domestication into total and complete dehumanization. Human life will be impossible to be carried out in an original biological way by the year 2050. This is their stated goal. I'm sorry to have to report horrifying things like this to you, but only by facing the horror and not projecting your own decency onto the enemy can we turn this around. You must study their own writings, you must face the facts, and you must come to grips with it. You're all being incrementally destroyed.
After about a month of Extendivite, I don't know what it is about the circulation factor. I was able to increase the weight, increase the amount of sets I could do. It has to do with the oxygen getting to the blood. You should market this as an athletic performance. And I don't change anything about my diet or anything. I just thought, this is amazing. Bilberry extract has got something called resveratrol in it, which is the same stuff that you get from red wine. It's also good for eyesight, and I was reading that the Royal Air Force during World War II would give their pilots bilberry jam so they could have better night vision stuff. This is amazing.
To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called the Tax Doctor. And the Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
They believe the country shouldn't even exist. They're globalists. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones. We've got so much to cover, so much to get into. Let me do this. Let me give you an idea of what we got on the table here in front of us. Yeah, Laura Loomer joining us in the third hour because she had Skype problems last week. She had a lot of news to break. We're going to open the phones up. We're going to be taking your phone calls coming up next hour. And we're going to be getting into not just that the UN has officially come out and said the lockdown's killing way more people and the checkpoints and the mask and just all the breakdown of society and the shutdown of businesses is killing way more than COVID-19 ever dreamed of. Even The Nation magazine has come out against Bill Gates, and now he really is tax-exempt because he gives money to other companies he owns as a way to get around taxes, and that's how he's become one of the richest men on Earth. While the poor get sick, Bill Gates gets richer. Just incredible to have them actually telling the truth about that. It makes the head spin. Meanwhile, the social unrest that the globalists have going on, rioters topple Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt statues in Portland, museum windows smashed out. And next segment, I'm going to cover an article out of the New York Times saying, in search of Antifa, in search of looters, in search of rioters, and the New York Times says it doesn't exist. Well, I've got a video that's going to go with that that shows you how that doesn't exist. Meanwhile, China holds military invasion drills of Hong Kong and Taiwan amid tensions with Taiwan, is doing fighter bomber flyovers of the cities, provocative attack run test, and are threatening to attack U.S. ships that they say are in Chinese waters, that the Chinese just declared the entire South China Sea basically to be theirs, all the way up to the north of Japan and the islands through the Spratlys down into the Philippines. They've even been attacking Vietnamese waters and ships and taking oil rigs that are in waters 400 miles from the coast of China. You look at China, it's right here, and then there's Vietnam down below it. I mean, they're down in southern Vietnam grabbing, sending troops in and killing everybody on oil rigs and taking them over. I mean, China is out of control. Imagine the United States just randomly pulled up to somebody's oil rigs without declaring war and just blew up the command center and took it over. That's what's going on a routine basis, but it barely even hits the news. But you can look at it, Chinese takeover of Vietnamese oil rigs, kill those on board. And they're building all these islands out there and then claiming that they've got hundreds of square miles around each island is now theirs. And they're putting all these weapon systems and missile launchers on them. Crazy. And then Trump says we shouldn't roll over to it. And, oh, he's a bad guy, ladies and gentlemen. No, he's getting us out of wars that we shouldn't be in and standing up to people that are trying to push the entire planet around. It's like Japan 2.0, but this time it's the communist Chinese that are doing it because they've been greenlit by elites here in the West to do it who believe they can get rid of Trump and believe China can push us around. It's outrageous. Now, I've got more than 30 incredible clips, but again, maybe once a week we'll play a clip twice in a row. I'm about to do that now. The start of the show with it, you may have missed it. It's a big deal because when I saw this clip yesterday, and then I saw that it was on Infowars.com, it made me think to what we saw with our ancestors, many of ours, leaving Europe to get away from the kings and oppression and serfdom to come here. That many other folks came to America seeking a better life, seeking basic freedoms. And how when you hear about an exodus out of California, it's not really an exodus out of California. It's an exodus of fleeing from a political oppressive system. And so Bill Maher is finally recognizing that there's a supposed exodus. He's postulating, is there an exodus? There's been a brain drain and a financial drain for 20 years out of California. It was once a vibrant red state, once very populous, once very pro-American, once beautiful and clean and good and a world destination. Much of California now represents a dystopic science fiction nightmare. I don't have to go over all that for you, but it's because the globalists are trying to bankrupt all of America. They're trying to bankrupt Europe. They're trying to bankrupt Africa because they want to consolidate control. That's their stated goal. So when Schiff's confronted by the Exodus, they're trying to collapse New York, New Jersey, California, Michigan, and other states they've controlled into us. So it's not mismanagement. It's that they loot all the infrastructure and all the money. It's well known. It's documented. And so Mars talking about a California exodus, no. It's people running from the communism, from the socialism, from the Chinese communists that basically run California, Oregon, and Washington State. So the full video is up on InfoWars.com, but here's part of Schiff, of the Schiff Show, the globalist, who's dedicated to bringing down our president that's actually trying to reverse the policies that have America imploding. And now Schiff's blaming Trump for the COVID-19 that they brought in, and the lockdown Democrats engineered was killing the economy as well. They're having hearings in Congress today showing people that have died of COVID and saying it's Trump's fault. This is so transparent, it's so ridiculous, and people should reject it and be angry at the Democrats, who are the party of world government, the party of open borders, the party of homeless, the party of fentanyl, the party of Satanism, the party of pedophilia, the party of corruption. And so here's Schiff trying to put perfume on the pig they've created.
Look, you're a congressman from California. I know some of this is not in your domain because you go to Washington and work on national
issues. Back it up. Start it again.
But I live in California, so...
I know you're a congressman. You're in D.C. dealing with bigger things than our state. No, congressmen are supposed to, first and foremost, when they're House members, deal with what they're doing domestically in the state 70% of the time. Maybe during wartime, 30% they worry about federal stuff and wars and foreign things. The Senate is more about foreign entanglements and treaties. That's their job. So the idea that, oh, it's not your fault that California's a hellhole. You've been busy trying to overthrow our populist president. You've been busy with your... Well, just go ahead and go back to them.
Look, you're a congressman from California. I know some of this is not in your domain because you go to Washington and work on national issues. But I live in California, so I'm going to bitch a little bit, can I? because there is an exodus. California businesses are leaving the state in droves. In just 2018 and 19, which were economic boom years, 765 commercial facilities left. 13,000 businesses left between 2009 and 2016. Look, I came out here in 1983. I found paradise. I love California. I do. I don't want to leave. But I feel like I'm living in Italy in the 70s or something. Super high taxes, potholes in the road. I don't know what I'm getting for my super high taxes. And I do understand. And this
you're getting the revolution in quote America.
You know, I tell you, people talk about this a lot now, and people are leaving. Like in my industry, Joe Rogan left, Ben Shapiro. Sorry, ladies. Elon Musk talks about leaving. What do you say about that as a California representative?
Well, I think we have to make every effort to make this a more business-friendly state. And I don't think there's anything incompatible with being progressive and also wanting to make sure that this is a place that businesses
progressive
can,
like cancer.
Can survive and thrive.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The old way of living with diabetes is a pain. You've got to remember to do your testing, and you always need to be sticking your fingers. The new way to live your life with diabetes is with a continuous glucose monitor. You simply apply a discreet, easy-to-use sensor on your body, and it continuously monitors your glucose levels, helping you spend more time in range and freeing you from painful finger pricks. If you test your blood sugar at least 4 times per day and inject insulin at least 3 times per day, or use an insulin pump and have private insurance or Medicare, Medicare, you might be eligible for a CGM with little or no cost to you. Call U.S. Medical Supply today for a free benefits check. We offer free shipping, 90-day supplies, and we bill Medicare or your insurance directly. Call now and say goodbye to finger pricks.
800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. 800-880-1896. That's 800-880-1896.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Wannabe gaslighting and how they try to convince us to deny our eyes, deny our ears, deny our noses, our touch, our sixth sense, our discernment, our connection to God, our everything, and just believe their lies. There's several of these. One of them I'll get to in a moment is, remember Nadler, the little globalist penguin-like creature? And I don't want to insult actual penguins, aquatic birds, I mean, like the Batman villain Penguin. Remember him saying Antifa's a myth, it doesn't exist? Well, now the New York Times has come out and said that anarchists don't exist either, which are part of the Antifa movement, and there's just no violence and none of it is happening. Help me find Trump's anarchist in Portland. So there's a whole New York Times article about how this doesn't exist. They're not blocking roads, shooting people in the head. They're not burning down police stations. They're not firebombing federal buildings. They're not. They didn't attack and beat out the windows of our armored vehicle a few months ago in Austin. They didn't beat up Savannah Hernandez three times. No. They do not exist. The New York Times and Congressman Nadler say so. So that's coming up. But first, I thought I'd hit this article. It's up on InfoWars.com. The full interview's there. I'll just play a short clip. Sex Pistols' Johnny Rotten says, of course I'm voting for Trump because he's a rebel. You can see the whole system's against Trump. He goes on to say that Biden is obviously senile, has dementia. He goes, my wife has Alzheimer's. I know what it looks like. He doesn't know where he is sometimes. He's out of his mind. And the media says back to Johnny Rotten, oh, how do you know? You're not a doctor. Well, that's like saying if a cobra bites you, you don't know to go to a doctor. Or it's like saying, oh, you're not a mechanic. You don't know how to know when your car overheated and the radiator blows up. It's ridiculous. You know when people have dementia. You know when you have Alzheimer's. And as bad off as Joe is, I'd say he won't know who he is in a year or two. This all started 2 years ago, and we said, he's cognitively slipping. They had fact-checkers and PolitiFact. Oh, Jones is crazy. Biden's super smart. He's all there. Jones is even more banned on Facebook. You can't even say nice things about Jones now, or you'll be banned. He's not just banned, but saying nice things about his banned because he says Biden looks like he had another stroke. Then they fact-checked. He's not had a stroke. I said, looks like he's had a stroke. Like they had another big USA Today fact check where Jones says doctors are trying to kill Trump at Walter Reed. I said they're either trying to kill him or they're idiots because all these scientists say you don't want to cross these through experimental drugs. Remdesivir enough is dangerous. It's a figure of speech. Thank God the president's okay. But in the report, I said either they're trying to kill him or they're idiots. Later we learned Trump demanded it be done, which they really are idiots. I love the president, but my God. Just because your patient is heroic doesn't mean, you know, that you want experimental treatments even though they're dangerous. So again, they misrepresent what you've said to then fact check it and say it's wrong. But I'm digressing. Here's what Sex Pistols' Johnny Rotten had to say. They're like, how dare you? He can win a spelling bee. Why, he's got the mind of a 20-year-old genius. I mean, Joe Biden's perfectly fine. Here it is.
Tax hikes beyond belief, more lockdowns, more confusion, more bureaucracy, and less answers.
You're thinking of voting Republican? No, not at all.
Yes, I am. Yeah. No, I'm going to definitely.
For Donald Trump?
I have seen what Democrats have done to California. They have destroyed this place.
Quite hard to imagine John Lydon voting for Donald Trump. I don't know, many people might think that.
Well, he's an individual thinker. I'll give him that for a start. He's not the most lovable fella on God's earth. But I cannot see the opposition as offering me anything by way of a solution. Joe Biden is in all practicality, senile. And delinquently.
And the full clip, they go, you can't say that. You're not a doctor. If he can't talk and doesn't know what planet he's on, you have a right to an opinion that you're not going to vote for him because he looks like he's senile. But now they're fact-checking Johnny Rotten. This is they even fact-check satire now. Unbelievable. So speaking of that, do you remember, again, Congressman Nadler saying that Antifa doesn't exist, it's a myth. Here it is.
There's violence across the whole country. Do you disavow the violence from Antifa? That's happening in Portland right now?
That's a myth. That's being spread only in Washington, D.C.
About Antifa in Portland?
Yes.
Sure, there's videos everywhere online. There's fires and riots. They're throwing fireworks at federal officers. DHS is there. Look online. It gets crazy, Mr. Nadler.
Okay, so that was a couple months ago. Here's the New York Times article. And again, they've been recycled these, but help me find Trump's anarchists in Portland. And this is an article from back in July, but they've got similar ones out right now saying the exact same thing. It doesn't exist. How foolish they are. How dumb they think we are. And now happening today, rioters topple Abraham Lincoln, Teddy Roosevelt statues in Portland. But Abraham Lincoln helped end slavery. They don't know. It's an old white dude. Get rid of him. Meanwhile, Utah high school student bullied, spat on for wearing a hat in support of President Trump, KUTV. On Infowars.com, Swedish student banned from wearing Christian cross for school photograph because it might upset the Muslims. See, you don't have rights. Everybody else does, but if you're a Christian, you don't. Meanwhile, city of Denver accused shooter, hell, he's on video, Matthew Doloff is not licensed to be a security guard. So you have Channel 9 goon executing an unarmed man. And the left is, of course, celebrating that as well. Coming up on election night, we already told you this months ago, but now it's official. Twitter, Facebook, along with Google, they don't mention that here, will censor election-related posts saying Trump has won the election. They're saying they will not allow him to declare a victory. Even if he's right or wrong, he has a right to declare it. But nope, he is not allowed to do that, they say. So that's all coming up. Now, I want to give the number out. I want to take your phone calls in hour number two. First-time callers, people that agree, disagree, we don't screen your calls, only that you have a good phone and that you tell us where you're calling from if you'd like, or you don't have to. So we don't screen your calls. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. And if you're in a foreign country and it won't let you dial the 1-800 number sometimes, the U.S. country access code is 512-646-1776. 512-646-1776 or 877-789-ALEX. All right. All right. This has been in for a month. And it's incredible, and I'm very excited about it. And I've been so busy, I haven't even launched it. We have a limited supply of it. And despite that, it is discounted 50% out of the gates because I want you to get it. And I want to move it out of our warehouse in case Trump loses and they arrest me and shut everything down, which, believe me, they're trying to do. Though we just got some news today that it's not as desperate as it was. It's very good news. I'm not going to get into it yet. A lot of good news. We thank God certainly for that. But experience the surface cleaning power of InfoWars Life's nascent iodine spray. This is not like the X2 spray that you ingest, but helps aerosolize it into your throat, into your mouth, you know, down into your bronchioles. This is super strong type of iodine that is not for anything but hard surfaces. Pots, pans, countertops, marble, not for your skin, not for your furniture. This is super industrial level strength. Nascent iodine mixed with another very strong type of iodine. Go read about it for yourself. It's massively discounted. 50% off out of the gates at InfoWarsStore.com. We're going to end this big mega sale in 7 days because we've almost sold out of all of our best-selling items, many of which we didn't even reorder because the supply chain's broken down, and or wanted to see how much capital we can get in to budget the future. But you've really supported us, so we're going to have enough money, it looks like, to be able to order a lot of the best-selling products and reorder them and have them by next year. But a lot of the best-selling products, like the fish oil, like the X2, like the X3, like DNA Force Plus, like the Winter Sun, Vaso Beats, Knockout, 8-Pack Power Stack will never be back. It's about to sell out within a matter of days. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. But the new nascent iodine surface spray, high-powered cleaning agent that annihilates basically everything, is available now at InfoWarsStore.com. And then we have the new, again, X2 spray that's for internal. That's X2 with a spray bottle. That's discounted, too. Now it's selling out at InfoWarsStore.com.
My name is Brian, and I'm 80 years of age. Recently, I was dealing with symptoms of a COVID infection. Initially, I had a fever with chills and a sore throat. Within a short time, the fever subsided, and the sore throat improved, but still lingered. I used several different supplements without success. I then tried Green Meadow Whey, and immediately my sore throat went away. I feel that Green Meadow Whey helped me defeat this COVID infection, and it gives me a noticeable lift in my energy.
Lactoferrin is a naturally occurring nutrient in whey protein. It has been shown to have potent antiviral activity. Lactoferrin binds to a virus, blocking its ability to enter the cell. It also stimulates antiviral interferon production. Green Meadow Whey contains 300 to 600 milligrams of non-denatured lactoferrin per scoop. To order, call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. 888-3325 or go to greenmeadowway.com.